Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, talk about that, Bill, about spiritual readiness. You, in fact, you make a distinction between inspirational readiness and spiritual readiness. You know, one kind of a conviction to be serving others and your own personal walk with God. Talk more about that.
Well, spiritual readiness, it really comes down to, is this person I'm thinking about tying my life to at the same level of spiritual commitment that I am?
Do they have a relationship with God? What does that relationship look like? How do they follow God? How do they worship God? Am I comfortable with the answers that I'm getting?
Right, because so often we say, well, you should marry a Christian. But the Christian life, people live that on a continuum.
And people use that word and throw it around without a lot of meaning sometimes.
And there are some people who are very casual about their faith, and they just, you know, they show up and they wave to Jesus, and then they go about their way. And there's other people that want to know how to walk with Jesus and follow him every step of their life. And if you're going to be spiritually unified, you have to first of all figure out where you are on that question. And if you marry somebody who is on a different place than you are, it's going to be irritating to you.
And if you're both like, what? Spiritual what? That right. might be a really good first conversation to have with that right. pastor, that clergy person that might be performing your wedding, or that counselor. And we think every couple should have at least 4 to 6 sessions of pre-engagement counseling. So that's a great question to bring up to that counselor, is like, what is a spiritual life and how do we develop it? And we actually walk you through that in the Before You Marry book of questions so that you can grow as a couple together and with God, because God is going to be the strength, the source, the power of your love.
And then the inspirational question is based on the fact that the most selfless pursuit in life is marriage and parenting. That when you decide to take your whole life and connect it to another person, you have to be able to be relatively selfless to make that happen. And you have to be able to give to the other person. And the only way to tell if this person is a naturally giving individual is to ask, are they giving their life away to anybody else?